All right, we've got the rubber match of this three-game series between the Giants and the Nationals, and let's go up to the booth and bring in David Fleming. David, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
Good. I guess I have to start with the weather report. What does it look like?
Dave Jagler, one of the voices of the Nationals, is sitting next to me. What's the weather forecast? Turn on, can you see the mic on button?
I've never done this before.
Very good. Dave, nice to have you on the show. Go ahead, Dave.
The weather here changes, Dave, minute to minute.
Yeah.
So whatever I tell you now means absolutely nothing.
All right.
We're going to play.
We're playing the game today, Marty. You hear that?
Five and dive.
All right. If you get some rain, maybe Scherzer will only go three and they got to get him out of there.
You know what? It occurred to me that it might not be the worst thing for the Giants if the game starts, we have a little 45-minute delay, Max Scherzer says, oh, I tightened up, he has to come out. That would not be the worst result for the Giants.
This is Max Scherzer. He's not tightening up.
All right.
Okay, so there's Dave. Max is never coming out of the game. It doesn't matter how many rain delays we have.
All right, Dave, I'm going to give you an all-star ballot. Two Daves. I'm going to give you both all-star ballots for shortstop. Make an argument for Trey Turner or Brandon Crawford. Go ahead, Dave Jagler.
Okay, I will go first, Dave Fleming's going first. Okay. I will say that Brandon Crawford is having a better year. He's a more established player. He's been to the All-Star game before. He's a bigger star. He's having a great year. Brandon Crawford right now is the best shortstop in the National League.
Wow, that's a tough argument to top. I don't know that I can say that Trey Turner is the best shortstop in the National League, but he's having an outstanding season. The power, the speed, the defense, he's done a nice job all around. And he is kind of an engine that makes the Nationals offense go. So I hope if it's not as a starting role that he at least gets to go to the game here in this ballpark. Right now, Harper figures to get voted in. Scherzer's going to go. Doolittle's going to go. The Nationals, I think, would hope to get maybe four or five representatives. But with Murphy hurt, Zimmerman having been hurt, there's not a whole lot of other guys. Rendon missing time. Turner's got to be a guy if you want to go a little Nationals heavy for the hometown flavor. Turner's your choice.
Who else, Marty, who in the National League is going to go at shortstop?
I think it's Crawford.
Trevor Story, I guess, has a pretty good argument. He's been good. He's hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, and then you get the popular players, like Addison Russell and, from the teams that draw quite well.
Yeah, he's not even close. Not even in the same neighborhood with those two guys. Crawford and Turner and Story right now are probably the three best shortstops. Yeah. Maybe they'll bring all three. And I am definitely of the opinion that if the All-Star game is in the ballpark, that should be a tiebreaker. Like, the Nationals should get a couple extra guys so their fans can see their own players, and Turner would deserve it. But Brandon Crawford right now, he's hitting .326. He's, the on-base average has come up. He's slugging better than .500. And you can make a case, Andrelton Simmons, I guess, but that he's the best shortstop in the game. That's a pretty good argument with the offensive numbers the way they are.
Dave Jagler, are the Nationals sort of vulnerable to left-handed pitching at all? Because I know the lineup changes for the lefties.
No question about it. They have struggled. They've made some pretty mediocre lefties look very strong. You're missing Zimmerman, his bat against lefties. And even with Eaton not in there today and having been out for 2 months and Murphy not having played this year, those are left-handed hitters who hit lefties well. So, yes, there has been a noticeable drop-off when they face left-handed pitching.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the two Daves after this. I want to talk a little Bryce Harper.
I got you another guest.
Yeah, that's great. Look, we could do I'm doing the rain delay now.
Check's so, in the mail.
Yeah, this
for,
is the,
for this Dave. He gets a little something for this.
Well, we'll bring him out here. We'll get him a Marty Lurie pin or something like that.
Wow, thank you.
You'll be an original Joe.
I'm not going to do my own broadcast now. I'm going to sit in here all
day. We'll bring him to dinner at Original Joe's.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back right after this. All right, here's the question for the two Daves. Bryce Harper, has he scratched the surfaces of how good he could be? I saw the home run off block yesterday where he crushed it. Then the throw to the plate that kept the runners at second and third. Dave Jagler, has Harper scratched the surface of who he can really be?
Well, he's incredibly talented, Marty. You look at that 2015 season, and when he dominated the National League, the Nationals have been waiting for a repeat of that performance. He's had some injuries here and there. The thing that's been concerning this year is the low batting average. And the month of April, he was walking at a Bonzian pace. He had 38 walks in April. And in May, he lost his patience. And he started getting himself out on pitches off the plate away. So he's had these, throughout his career, these streaks of just otherworldly performance and some streaks where he's not as good. And that's where, like, when you have the Harper-Trout comparison, Trout has just been so incredibly consistent. year to year. Harper has far more fluctuation in his game. Now, I mean, the talent, the five tools, they're all there. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens with his future. I mean, he's got some great loyalty to this organization and some folks in this organization very loyal to him. You know, how eager is he to spread his wings and leave the nest, so to speak? Well, if someone throws him the money, that may change that. But I think folks around here are confident that he'll be here, and the best is yet to come.
David?
Well, I mean, the age is the thing that you just keep looking at that's so enticing. Was he 25 years old still?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still 25. So it seems like he's been around forever. But he's younger than almost every player that the Giants are running out there. I mean, in today's lineup, he probably is younger than every single Giants player and almost everybody in the bullpen. So he's the youngest player still on the field almost every day that he takes the field, and yet he's got these credentials and awards and all the numbers. And so I think the age is the thing that makes him such a different problem, conundrum for a team trying to decide how much you pay him or how much is he worth or how good can he be. My feeling is he's probably, this is who he is, and, you know, he's going to hit a ton of home runs. He's always going to have all that power. The batting average might not ever be quite, you know, like triple crown worthy like you thought after that MVP season where he was so good. But he's a great player, and he can do a lot of different things for you, and he will make a enormous amount of money with his next contract. Somebody's going to pay him a lot of money because of the combination of talent and age.
What is it going to take to get the Nationals over the first hump of winning a series? Well, what's it going to take? Strasburg, put your fate in his hands. What's it going to take?
You know, I was here. Well, Davey Martinez thought it was a camel. He brought literally brought a camel to spring training to
did
help
he really?
Get over the hump.
No,
and now the Capitals got over the hump here in this city to get the 26-year drought. So they were rubbing the Stanley Cup for good luck yesterday. So all those things, I think, are the difference. Now, in all seriousness, in the last couple of years in the division series, they've gone in there less than full strength. 2016, Wilson Ramos got hurt. He had a Silver Slugger year. He got hurt the last week of the season, and Steven Strasburg didn't pitch in that series against the Dodgers. And then last year, Max Scherzer tweaked a hamstring in his last start of the regular season. He was going to start Game 1 and Game 5, only ended up starting one game. So there's always been something that's happened to them, you know, going into that first-round series. You know, you knock on wood, you hope you get good health, and you have Scherzer in Game 1, Strasburg in Game 2, you know, whether it's Gio or Roark in Game 3, and then come back with the big two, you've got a great chance to win a series with those guys at the top of the rotation.
Dave, what do you see?
Well, there's no good reason why they haven't won one. I mean, because they've certainly been talented enough to win one, and they're definitely talented enough to do it again this year or to do it for the first time this year. So I expect they will do it sometime. I mean, it makes no sense that they haven't even won a series. And maybe part of that does become self-fulfilling, like it has been for so many of the teams in this city. There's a real defeatist attitude around Washington, D.C. Maybe the fans are a part of that. Maybe there's a nervous energy when you play home games in the playoffs. I don't know. I'm not here. Dave's here. I'm not here. But
something that. But I think maybe a change. I mean, you saw.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the outpouring here yesterday with the Capitals. I mean, this city is just electric right now. And obviously, you're going through it in the Bay Area with the Warriors winning again. Although with a bit more old hat now, this city is very excited. And hopefully, maybe there's some positive vibe to be taken from it. And it all goes back to the first time they ever made the postseason, the Nationals in 2012. They had a 6-0 lead in the fifth inning of Game 5 and didn't win. And that really, I think there's been some carryover when they've gotten back into those Game 5 scenarios on their home field.
We were there, Marty. We were in Cincinnati after the Giants beat the Reds, waiting to figure out whether we were flying home or coming here. And we ended up flying home because the Cardinals were coming to town and didn't have enough gasoline in the plane to get home because we assumed that the Nationals were going to win, and so had to stop and get more gas, which...
Gee, too bad for you guys.
I know. It was a
so
real bummer. Yeah, God.
Yeah. Gio took care of that very nicely. Oh. Very nicely. All right,
yeah,
hey, great.
Look, I mean, you know, Gio Gonzalez has been a part of it. Gio had a great year last year. He was top 5-6 in the Cy Young voting, top 5 in ERA in the National League. He pitched terrible in the Cubs series. I watched him. I was here.
Yeah.
I did that series. And, you know, so at some level, like, that's not on Dusty Baker. That's not on the fans. That's not on the city. That's on, look, you got guys who have pedigree, who've been there before, who performed in the regular season. At some point, your best players have to perform form in the postseason. And well, for whatever reason, that hasn't happened for the Nats.
To me, the best team the Nationals have had going into a series was 14 when they faced the Giants. And you had Bumgarner, who had pitched the wild card game, was only going to pitch once, and the Nationals simply did not hit that entire series. They scored 9 runs in what turned out to be a 4.5 game series with the 18-inning game 2, and that just wasn't good enough.
Yep.
Boy, what a story. Great history. Great history for the two franchises together. Hey,
but they did beat the Giants in the 1924 World Series here in Washington. The Washington Senators' only world championship was against the New York Giants.
But they paid them back.
Flying proudly.
Where is that flag? Let me see
it. Right above the A in Nationals. Above the scoreboard.
There it is.
They paid
them
back. 1932, they paid them back.
That's it.
All right.
You know, and the Senators and the Nationals have never recovered.
We love baseball. Great. Hey, nice.
Walter
talking.
Johnson won Game 7 of that 1924 World Series in relief.
And put Roy Sievers in that Hall of Fame. That's one of the great oversights.
All in right. Which Hall of Fame?
The Nationals, the Washington Senators, whatever they got that.
He's not in their Hall of Fame?
Absolutely not.
Jagler, what is going on? Roy Sievers isn't in your Hall of Fame?
I'm right on that.
Yeah. Come on, get on it. All right. Hey, you want to do Diamond Notes with me, too?
We've totally blown through your segments, huh?
All
Sorry.
Right. Have a good afternoon. Thanks,
See you,
guys.
Marty.
All right, bye. Diamond Notes next, I think.